This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome on into Sports Talk, August the 15th, just 2 days away from Saints football. The black and gold play preseason game number 2, Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars, a noon kickoff you can hear right here, of course, on WWL Saints Radio. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long and Coleman hanging out with you this evening. Man, guys, I am happy the black and gold heading back home from California now. Ooh. And the fact that we got another preseason game, which means we're just getting closer to the regular season.
Yeah, with the shortened preseason now, Steve, the week 2 doesn't feel so far away from the start of the regular season anymore.
Right.
We're almost there. We got the second game, and then it's not even a full week before they play game 3 of the preseason. They play on that Saturday after playing both the first two preseason games on Sunday.
Short week,
but I mean, at the same time, it's also the third preseason game should mostly be for finding out who's going to be the very back end of that 53-man roster once you make those cut down. So it's like the final look at some of the guys that are really trying to make the roster. And we're basically just over a week away from that, Steve. It's almost here. The end of the preseason, and the regular season is going to be right afterwards.
You mentioned with the shortened preseason now, that's why the how valuable it was to get that joint practice in with the
yes.
Rams, because it was basically like another game you got in there with an opposing team, not just going up against your own guys.
Yeah, obviously there's some differences because they do special work on top of it. It's not just a scrimmage or just a game that they did against the Rams. They did specific work that both sides wanted to see done. Obviously great work that we got out there. And then we'll also hear from Bobby, Deuce, Jeff about what exactly happened, how the practice went for the black and gold, who stood out against the Rams, all that good stuff. We'll be playing that later on in the programming. I just really quickly, you know, this is a side note, but the NFL, Mike and I have talked about this a couple different times. It's going to be sooner rather than later. It's not more of a if, it's more of a when. The NFL extends to an 18-game regular season, right? And we've mentioned that before, that once the NFL does, in fact, do that, Joe Burrow had a really good take on it. He talked with the Barstool guys, actually, about this. And if you want to go see it, you can check it out on YouTube, where he basically said once the NFL goes to an 18-game regular season schedule, it will be a 20-week slate where there should be like 2 bye weeks for players as well. And players, Bobby has talked about this as well, players won't complain because it's an extra game check, right, for them.
Right.
And for the NFL, it's an extra game on top of that. So 20-week regular season, and in that case, you're likely going to see the preseason get chopped down again. It's already been chopped down from 4 to 3, and it's likely going to be chopped down to 2 eventually.
But oh, darn.
That is looking way ahead in the future whenever it does happen and the NFL does expand to 18 games.
I don't think anybody would be opposed to that at all.
I'm not. I get the purpose of the preseason, and there's an argument to be made that the more preseason games that teams had, you know, years ago when it was a 4 preseason game schedule, like you didn't see as many injuries or anything like that. Like players were more prepared for the regular season. But at the same time, everyone wants to see meaningful football. Everyone wants to see regular season getting into the playoffs and everything like that. So what's, I think it's not going to be an if, it's a when. And when they in fact do move to an 18-game regular season schedule, they're probably going to chuck that or chop that preseason down to 2 games.
And then to me, just it makes even more sense. I was talking about the benefit of those joint workouts.
Yeah.
You know, down to 2 preseason games, and maybe you can have 2 joint workout sessions with teams, so you're still getting plenty of action in against an opposing squad.
It would all have to be worked out, but that would make a bunch of sense to me. Like, you get maybe even some work before the preseason starts with joint practice sessions against teams that you might not even be playing in the preseason, but it's just geographically it works out. For the Saints, the obvious, I guess, idea would be maybe Houston or Dallas or one of the Texas teams, something like that. Like, a little bit further out.
So Jacksonville again.
Jacksonville, you know? Maybe Tennessee even.
Sure.
They have different teams kind of close to them that they could potentially do joint workouts with that they may not be playing in the preseason. But if you shorten the preseason down, like you were saying, Steve, getting extra workouts and extra work in with different teams that aren't preseason games with the shortened preseason would make a lot of sense to me.
There is preseason action tonight. It threw me off yesterday, Charlie, as all I was excited.
No,
I was
football.
Like, oh, we're going to have Thursday night football.
No.
And it turned out there were 0 games yesterday. I was like, what happened there?
Yeah, Bleacher Report got everyone up in arms about that because they had posted
the last Thursday.
Well, with the Hall of Fame game, it's just
right.
Like, this is the last Thursday without NFL football until February. Everybody's like, nope, you're wrong. You're incorrect. They didn't have football yesterday.
But we do have 2 Friday night games.
And we get to see Cam Ward again, in all likelihood, for the Tennessee Titans. He
right.
had a really interesting preseason debut against the Buccaneers, Steve. Like, that first drive that he had, the former number one overall pick, you know, didn't go too well. It goes 0-for-2. And then the next drive, oh boy, he goes 5-for-6, leads the Titans all the way down the field. He doesn't get the touchdown. I think it was Tony Pollard that got the touchdown. It was one of their running backs. But he looked really impressive on drive number 2, tossing it all across the yard to Calvin Ridley, who, you know, I don't know about your fantasy drafts, but that's going to be clear target number 1 in Tennessee for Cam Ward.
And we got some, you know, Saints opponents in action this evening with Tennessee taking on Atlanta. And also the Seattle Seahawks are hosting the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Tennessee's doing a little bit of a tour of the NFC South here, aren't they?
Yeah, right.
The Buccaneers in preseason week 1. They play Atlanta tonight. So we'll see how it all goes.
So wait a minute. Does Tennessee not play those two in the regular season? I'd have to check.
I think the NFC South is tied with the AFC South this year, isn't it? So they would, right?
That's just, it's a little odd to you, you know, to have a preseason matchup and a regular season contest against a team.
Let me take a look here. But I think they do. Let's see.
That's why even with the Rams joint workouts, it was like, well, they usually don't do that with a team you're going to play in the regular season. The Saints face them later on in the year. That's week 9.
No, see what I'm thinking of? The Titans play the Saints, but they don't. The AFC South is not tied with the NFC South this
okay.
year. So they only play the Saints out of the NFC South. So they, you know, getting that work in the preseason against the Bucs and the Falcons doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So I'm interested to see, like you mentioned, Cam Ward, the top overall pick in the draft. Everybody was so critical.
That's right.
Of this QB class, to see what he can do against Atlanta. And that, you know, the Atlanta defense is definitely a huge question mark going into the year.
100%. And they're going to be relying on a lot of young pieces as far as those rookie draft picks go, with Jalen Walker and James Pierce, and those pieces in the secondary with Billy Bowman and the kid from Notre Dame, the safety that's slipping my name right now, or his name is slipping my mind. The Saints and the NFC South in whole, Steve, are actually tied with the AFC East this year. So all the NFC South teams will be playing all the AFC East teams. That's, we're talking about Buffalo, New England, New York, the Jets, and then Miami. So every year, the scheduling, I love the NFL scheduling, by the way, and it will be interesting to see what they end up doing when they go to 18 games, how they change it up just a little bit, adding that extra 18th game to the schedule. But being able to tie 2 divisions together cross-conference, I think is always a lot of fun. And it circles. Like, it kind of goes year by year. It's a different division.
Yeah, every 4 years, I feel like you cycle through it.
Exactly. So this year, it's going to be the AFC East for the NFC South, meaning the Saints will have matchups at Buffalo this year. They host the Patriots. And then later down in the season, they go to Miami and they host the Jets.
We talked about that when the schedule came out. Thankfully, the Saints play at Buffalo 3rd week of the season, so it shouldn't be too cold out there. But
yeah.
It's still one of the tougher teams in the NFL you're going to face right in the beginning of the year.
1,000%. And Buffalo is going to be right up there at the top of the AFC once again, like you were just mentioning. But playing them in September is a whole lot different than playing them in January. Granted, there's a reason Buffalo's got one of the best home field advantages in the entire country and or in the entire league. And I think they went undefeated last year at home, if I'm not mistaken. So it's going to be a tough road no matter when you play them.
Although, you know what? I was at the Saints game in Cleveland when it was below freezing temperatures and snow out, and they just did fine there. Then again, that is the Cleveland Browns, not Buffalo.
A little bit of a different jumping competition there for sure.
I just love the fact that because the Saints play in the Dome, everyone says they're not an outdoors team, and yeah. Bobby loves to bring out the fact that they've got, I think, the second best record outside over the whatever season. I don't know if that's still the case now, but for the longest time, them and the New England Patriots were right up there for road records.
Yeah, it's pretty lazy analysis. And you know, they will have to actually, they traveled to play Miami as the other road team from the AFC East, and that's in late November. So that might actually be pretty nice down in Miami. And then they host the other two teams up in the Northeast with bringing the Jets and the Patriots to New Orleans for matchups.
Yeah, our cold weather potential games, what's that, Tennessee and Carolina?
At so Tennessee in late December.
Right.
Yeah, maybe at Carolina in November, but I think Carolina in November won't be that bad.
Steve, right, it won't be. Honest. Hopefully not too brutal. There won't be some crazy winter storm that hits the Carolina area that we got to deal with.
No, I mean, if you're looking at the late season road games, right, you play at the Rams in November, you play at Carolina in November, you play at Miami, at Tampa Bay, at Tennessee, and at the Falcons. So, like you said, there's not really many games that are going to be impacted by frigid temperatures kind of at the end of the season for the black and gold schedule.
Although, who would have thought we would have had, you know, snow here last year, but it, you know, that didn't affect, obviously, any football games in the Superdome.
Yeah, right. That was in January. So, yeah. You know, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I remember we were doing, had to do a playoff show at the Boomtown Casino.
Right.
And I was worried. I was like, are we going to be able to get there with the road closures and everything?
It was rough.
Ended up being I-10 like opened up like an hour or two right before we had to get to the show. So it was all right.
I'll knock on wood, but I don't expect we'll have to deal with that again this year.
I sure hope so. That was right. That was a mess. That was worse than dealing with a hurricane.
I agree.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. Going to get into a lot more with the black and gold. Plus, breaking down the Pelicans schedule. That just came out yesterday. Jake Madison of the Locked On Pelicans podcast will join us. Talk about how this NBA schedule shakes out for the Birds. A lot of back-to-backs in this this lineup they have, which is unfortunate.
It's every team is dealing with it, though. The Pelicans, from what I had looked up, they don't have the most back-to-backs in the NBA this year. I think it's a few teams have 16 back-to-backs in an 82-game schedule.
I think the Pelicans have 15.
Yeah. But every team is around the same. It's like 16, 15. Some teams have 14. I don't even know if any team has 13. But a bunch of teams have back-to-backs. It's poor scheduling by the NBA, if we're being completely honest. And we've been preaching to the choir about this, that the NBA needs to push back the start of their regular season and have it run a little bit later into the summer. That's not just because it shortens the offseason for us. It just makes more sense because there's more eyes on the NBA's product late in the summer.
In the 5 o'clock hour, I'll break down a little more of the Saints' opponent on Sunday, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mike DiRocco, ESPN Jaguars reporter, will join us. Plus, we got a bunch to get into in our WWL Soundbank. Bobby Deuce and Jeff post-practice recap against the Rams. Plus, Devon Godchow, Juwan Johnson, Rashid Shaheed. Make sure you keep it locked right here on Saints Radio, folks. We'll be right back with more of Sports Talk right after this. On
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WWL. Who's ready to hear Saints action? That's Sunday. The Saints battling Jacksonville in the Caesar Superdome. First home game of the season. Game day will start 8 a.m. First Take with me and Jeff Nowak. If you get to go into the game, stop by the Who Dat with the Cannon at 10 o'clock. Meet up with Bobby and myself at the countdown to kickoff inside the dome. That's Loge Level, the Gate B Atrium, presented by Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. At noon, sync up to the home team, Deuce and Haas, with Jeff Nowak on the sideline. Then after the game, turn on the Point After with the Cajun Cannon. Just 10 hours of wall-to-wall black and gold football. Saints versus Jags Sunday on WWL in the free Odyssey app. And Charlie, getting first snap of the game, I think it's going to be the rookie Tyler Shuck at quarterback this time around, since Spencer Rattler got run with the ones in the opener.
But it has not been announced.
Right.
If I had to guess, I would agree. Spencer, I think, got run with the ones initially against the Rams with their work. And once again, as you mentioned before we entered the break, we'll hear from Deuce and Bobby about kind of recapping what exactly happened for that joint practice session, joint workout with LA. I would agree, Steve. I think it's probably going to be Shuck getting run with the first team after Rattler got run with the first team against LA. I think they're both going to get a bunch of run again, though.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, maybe Hayner will get some work at the very end, just like what happened
Mop
with that first
duty
matchup
in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, sort of, right? So we'll have to see what happens. I'm looking forward to actually interviewing with Mike DeRocco here and talking to him about the Jags, because similar to the Chargers, they have some really fun position battles that they're going to be keeping an eye on, too.
Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like we're going to get to see Travis Hunter.
Oh, really? Yeah, that is kind of unlucky. Hunter, the number two overall pick of this past year's draft, the best player of this past year's draft. Is he going to end up being a two-way player? I think that's going to be a lot of fun to discuss as well. But their running back competition, Steve, I feel like we mentioned the same thing with the Chargers last week, too. But behind ETN, who kind of had a down year this past year, they had the third-year player Tank Bigsby, either third or second. I'll have to double-check on that.
Right.
And then the rookie in Bashaul Tutin, who, oh boy, if you want to talk about speed, Bashaul Tutin's got that in spades. So their running backs are going to be a nice test for the Saints defensive front, as we keep wanting to see, you know, that run defense improve entering the 2025 season.
4.9 yards of carry
last
year.
Can't really get worse.
Ugh.
So hopefully,
only if you're the Panthers.
That's a good point. Hopefully Brandon Staley, you know, and that defensive coaching staff can get that Saints run D geared up for a much better 2025 campaign. And I think you'll see a little bit of that with that matchup against the Jaguars, given their really, really talented running back room.
The NBA schedule came out yesterday, folks. We're going to break down what things are looking for the Pelicans, the 2025-26 season. Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast, will join us right after the break. Make sure you keep it locked right here on WWL. Who dat? We're back here on Sports Talk. Been talking a lot about the Saints. Obviously have a preseason game Sunday against the Jaguars. Noon kickoff here on WWL Saints Radio. We also had the NBA schedule come out yesterday to help us break down all things Pelicans. Locked On Pelicans podcast host Jake Madison, one of our favorites, joining us. Jake, how's it going, man?
I'm doing well. Excited to be on talking some hoops here.
Yes, indeed. And for me, I want to say off the bat, when the Pels put out that first tweet with the schedule release coming, and the black cat attached to the tweet, I was like, wait a minute, what are they doing? What's going on? And then finally later on, you see the video with Herb Jones and also Trey Murphy. Really well done. I got a good laugh at it and appreciated it.
Look, they leaned into it,
yeah.
I think, in the correct way for everything, and kind of tapping into what people are saying around the team on social media. They've done a very good job in the past with their schedule release videos. We can even go back to the one with David Griffin playing the piano and a joke with Zion Williamson there. So their social media team tends to be pretty good, and I was excited to see that one.
You know, Jake, just first observations about this schedule. The thing that stood out to me immediately was going down the list, the very first six names you see. I know people have talked about the first 10 and everything like that, and you can stretch it out just a little bit more because there's more road games in that first 10. But at Memphis versus San Antonio versus Boston, at Denver, at the Clippers, at OKC, Wolf. Right off the bat to start the season, that is a gauntlet, to say the least. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that really early season slate.
Yeah, look, the first 10 games are going to be massively important for this team because the schedule does ease up a little bit. And when you kind of do schedule analysis, you've got to be a little careful because some things are still unknown with the league. And the Pelicans have the toughest strength of schedule for opponents going into this schedule here, but it's also based off last season. That could change just a little bit. So you need to get off to a good start because the schedule is just tough for this team when you break it all down. And if the team starts off 1-5 or 1-9, and that is a very realistic possibility, when you look at the first 10 games, the only one that you would be like, they're going to win that game, is the game against the Charlotte Hornets, which happens to be a home game. You also have a bunch of Western Conference teams in those first 10 games compared to Eastern Conference teams. So it's rough. You know, if you are hoping to make the playoffs, and look, that's what the team is hoping to do by trading away next year's first round pick, well, then you can't fight your way out of a hole all season. So you need to get off to a 500 or better start, in my opinion, through these first 10 games, which is what I'm looking at. You know, and if you can do that, the schedule eases up in mid-December to mid-January, I think. And like, you can find a way where they can make a run. But if you're all of a sudden 8 games under 500, you're just fighting to get your head above water and to be even, not making headway in the playoff race.
Something that stood out to me, Jake, and I'm curious how it is for the rest of the teams in the NBA. Pels have 15 back-to-backs on their slate. How does that stack up, do you know, with the rest of the league?
Yeah, it's right in the middle. You know, okay. Teams either have, I think it's 13, 14, 15, or 16 back-to-backs. So, you know, the only thing that would be different is if they have two fewer, something along those lines. So it's kind of just right in the mix for what you would expect it to be. Truthfully, when you look at everything here, the back-to-backs aren't really what worries me. It's what's something called a rest advantage. And this is something that's been studied at the NBA level and probably one of the more important things to look at when it comes to schedule analysis. And that is, how many times do you have a rest advantage versus your opponent? And it's basically, do the Pelicans have a day off and their opponent didn't? So are you catching teams on the second night of a back-to-back, something along those lines? The Pelicans have 10 rest advantages this year, which is right in the middle of the pack. They're also right in the middle of the pack when it comes to, oh, sorry, I got the wrong numbers here. Let me pull up the correct ones here for you. They have 8 rest advantages. That's 8 games where they are more rested than their opponent. That's second fewest in the league. And when you look at rest disadvantages, they have 11. So that's a negative for them right there. You know, those are the type of things that really kind of catch up to you over the course of a long season. You know, it's a grueling 82-game stretch. You need to be as rested as possible. So to have a -3 in the rest advantage category, I think is something that like concerns me more than the number of back-to-backs.
Jay, kind of a two-part question here. First and foremost, the NBA entering the third season of the in-season tournament, now called the NBA Cup. Just your general thoughts on that as we enter year 3 of, you know, them trying to spice up the regular season a little bit. And then also the Pelicans group for the NBA Cup. They play the Clippers on the road on Halloween night, and then they host the Lakers on Friday, November 14th. They travel to Dallas on November 21st, and then they come home and host Memphis for those NBA Cup games. So I just want to get your thoughts on the NBA Cup as a whole, and then also the Pelicans matchups in it, that group that they're in.
So I love the NBA Cup. Look, I'm easy. You throw gimmicks out there, and I tend to buy into them. I'm susceptible to advertising, too, I guess is what I'm also saying here. And, you know, I love it. I think it just makes those games feel a little bit different. And I also think the NBA Cup is a good measuring stick for not just the Pelicans, but kind of every team around the league early on. Things can be a little bit wonky, but teams tend to be to want to win that, and you're seeing them not rest guys. You're seeing teams kind of go all out for those NBA Cup games. So those 4 games are some of the ones I'm really going to be paying attention to and putting a little bit more stock into when it comes to this franchise of, are you measuring up to those? Maybe you're just getting some random wins here and there before that, but you're not going to get a fluke win in an NBA Cup game anymore. So that's where I think we're really going to see how the Pelicans do. If they go 0-4, 1-3 in the NBA Cup group stages games, that's very telling line, and that's the type of thing that really should make this team consider, you know, maybe a coaching change or some sort of more dramatic move, if that's the case. And then if they do well in all of that, you know, and they maybe get to the semifinals in Las Vegas or something along those lines, that's going to be telling them, hey, we have a squad here, and maybe we need to be buyers at the trade deadline and make a bigger move to go and get somebody to try and put us over the top. So the NBA Cup is really something that I'm going to be watching for when it comes to this team, to see how competitive they are in those games. Because look, the Clippers are known for load management, so are the Lakers. You're not going to do that in an NBA Cup game, so this is really going to give you a true test of this franchise.
Things have been pretty quiet, I feel like, on the Zion Williamson front. Have you heard anything about what he's up to, what he might be, you know, doing to get in shape, ready for this season, and hopefully be a healthy season for Zion as well?
You know, truthfully, I think it being quiet is probably a good thing when it comes to Zion Williamson, at least at this point of the year, right? This is a time when you don't need to be in the news. These guys are kind of coming back from vacations they've been taking. They're, you know, starting their, you know, real rigorous off-season training. Zion had been around the team, you know, earlier in the off-season. He'd been in New Orleans. He was going into the facility on a regular basis. Not sure where he is right now, but he tends to go to kind of not a remote location, but isolate himself with his people to really focus on doing two-a-days and getting into the best game shape that we've seen. You know, that has been hit or miss in the past. Some years he's come in and looked good. Some years he does not look like he's ready to start the year. This cannot be one of those years where he does not look ready. And, you know, all eyes are going to be on him. There's no Brandon Ingram here anymore. It's really Zion's team, almost for the first time, I think, you know, in his time here in New Orleans. He needs to come in ready. So the fact that we're not hearing anything, hopefully that just means he's grinding away, doing what he needs to be doing and not getting caught in some, you know, other off-court headlines or things like that.
Jake, I have a question about the Western Conference, but before I get to that, I wanted to reach one more thing and topic about the schedule that got released. And it feels like, just looking at it at a glance, the very start of the season, outside of maybe the first 10 games because it's a little bit road-loaded, they have a ton of home games early on, especially in November and December, where they have a stretch in November where 8 of 9 games are at home, and then December leading into the very start of January. January is very road-based, but they have another stretch where it's like 10 of 13 games are at home. It feels like, yes, even if the Pelicans can kind of survive the first kind of early season test with those 6 games, maybe you can stretch it out to 10, they have a ton of games at the Smoothie King Center, a lot of homestands, at least early on. Now, that gets made up in January and even in like March and February and stuff like that. But it could be a good start for the Pelicans to make some headway if they can protect home court.
Yeah, that's why I said earlier that if you can stay 500 through those first 10 games, you're going to be in a position to pick up some wins. And they have a stretch from mid-November, I think, to the end of December, where it's something like 17 home games and 5 road games along those lines. It's just very beneficial to them. That's when you can start to get into a groove. You know, you're sleeping in your own bed. You have much more of a routine and a rhythm that can really help them. There's not easy games in that stretch, but at least you're at home, and that's going to give you some sort of advantage, even if you still ultimately end up losing. I'd rather have that stretch be right there, because then when you look at February, they go on a 6-game road trip, you know, from the end of February through kind of the beginning of March, and it's all very winnable, including 2 games against Utah on that 6-game road stretch. So you come off of that kind of long home period that you have, go on for your longest road trip of the year, and it's actually a winnable road trip. And I think that could position New Orleans in a very good spot, you know, to kind of figure out who they're going to be this season. Are you kind of going to need to go through a slight rebuild? Are you competitive? You know, they're trying to kind of do a 2 timelines approach right now with 2 rookies in Jeremiah Fears and Derek Queen when he's healthy. But they're going to eventually need to kind of pick one lane and go down that path, whether that's making an all-in move of trading for someone to try and put them over the top. You'll have a very good idea of who this team is around the trade deadline in early February. And so I think that kind of long stretch with a lot of home games, few road games, is going to give them a lot of clarity on where they really stand. And I do think that's an important thing. And it's hopefully going to be that they're picking up wins and that they really want to be serious about making the playoffs this year.
And as I kind of mentioned there, you know, the Western Conference, if you're going to make the top 10 and make at least the play-in tournament, which you can play in to get into the playoffs, you're going to have a couple teams fall out from what was the top 10 this past year. Are there any squads that you're kind of taking a look at that were in the top 10 in 2024-25 that you're expecting to maybe take a step back and open up a spot for maybe the Pelicans? I know a lot of people are expecting, oh, you know, the Spurs are going to make the leap to Wemby's heading into another year of his NBA career. And the Spurs have very high hopes and high expectations. Portland is going to be potentially battling for a spot. So the Pelicans, it's going to be a tough Western Conference. Everybody knows that. But if you're going to get into the top 10, a couple of those squads that were in the top 10 last year have to fall out. Just want to get your thoughts on who could potentially be those teams.
Yeah, I think there's two that are obvious candidates here. The first one's the Memphis Grizzlies. They traded away Desmond Bane, maybe their best two-way player. He's a very good offensive player. He's a very good defender, too. He was kind of the third guy on their roster, but I'm a big Desmond Bane fan. I think he's going to do great in Orlando. I think that's a big pickup for them. You know, Memphis went for more flexibility with their roster versus talent right now, so that probably means they're going to take a bit of a step back. You know, they were a playoff team last year. And then the Golden State Warriors, who have literally done nothing this offseason right now. So I don't think they're really going to be in a good position. They're still trying to figure out what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga, but I think those are the two teams, supposed to get in there through the play-in tournament, are going to be teams that you kind of look to be on the outs going into the playoffs next year.
Love hearing Jake's breakdown, folks. You can get more of it on the Locked On Pelicans podcast. Thanks so much for the time, as always, man. Enjoy you.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
Thanks, Jake.
Jake Madison, Locked On Pelicans podcast. Follow him on Twitter or X at Nola Jake. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with even more. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk. I want to remind everybody we are in the teeth of hurricane season. We know everybody worries about losing power. WWL wants to ease those concerns, though. That's why we teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, offering you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator, a total value almost $1,000. Enter to win once a day. Starting now, go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on, and WWL is the Louisiana official emergency management station. Man, we got an emergency in the Superdome on Sunday, Charlie. What's going to be going on with this QB competition with the Saints? I think a lot of buzz has been around Spencer Rattler being the guy to start the year.
Right.
We've seen Tyler Shuck, though, making strides and making those little baby steps, I feel like, and making the competition a lot tougher than it actually is for Coach Kellen Moore to make a decision.
Steve, did you see the tweet I sent you the other day? It was like, Kellen went on with Kay Adams.
Oh, yes.
And he was just like, man, we're close. We're close. And then you hear him in the presser. He said, oh, well, you know, we can decide before week one. That's all we really need to do. I'm like, ah, come on, Kellen. Be consistent, man. I want to know who the starting QB is going
to
be.
To be fair, I think anybody interviewing Kay Adams, you're going to tell her everything.
The Panthers did that with Kay and they lied. Do you remember that? When they were in the pre-draft process, I don't remember if it was Canales or their head coach or Dan Morgan, their GM. They had told Kay that they were really zeroing in on a defender with the 8th overall pick. And so everybody and their grandmother in their mock drafts, Jalen Walker going to the Carolina Panthers. And it fits GM Dan Morgan because he was a former linebacker. Jalen Walker's the linebacker. And then they surprised the entire world by taking Tet McMillan, the star wide receiver, out of Arizona. So, yes, they tell Kay Adams a lot, but sometimes they still do lie, Steve.
Heading to the top of the hour news break. No lies there. Right back with more sports talk after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.